But yeah, take your black ass to the doctor.
Jody! Jody! Yvette! I ain't going to no doctor. Take your black ass to the doctor, Jody! Take your ass to the doctor, Jody! Open the door!
Get on my motherfucking face! Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hola. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Thank you. I don't got it today.
I'm Shakoya D.
Sir Breezington here.
Damani, how you doing?
And if this is your first time joining us, welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. If this is not your first time joining us, welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. This is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be family, it could be anything or nothing at all. We have great conversations and we just wanted to bring you guys in on those. But in the meantime, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, and tell a friend.
Yeah.
Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Hey, Sunshine. If you want to watch...
Welcome.
Erica. If you want to watch this podcast live, if you want to be a part of the conversation, if you want to give us your opinion while we're talking and just be here. We do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance most times. So, join our Patreon. Because that's the only way you'll get to see those things live. For the low, low price of $3 a month, you'll be able to watch our podcast live as well as other content that we are creating. We are working on elevating all of our stuff. We appreciate those who have already joined the Patreon. And we look forward to growing with everybody as you guys start to join us as well. That was a little long-winded, but let's just get into it. Well, actually, how are you guys before we just get into it? Also,
we had to hit record on that one.
On what one? Yeah, you hit record, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I hope I wasn't talking into the void.
I'm good, though.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little bit tired because I didn't sleep the other night, and now I need to catch up on some sleep. But I'm good, though. How about you?
Tired.
I get to.
I'm here from a place of peace and abundance.
I like that. Place of peace and abundance.
Word.
Where are you here from? He not here.
Love and happiness.
Love and happiness. Something that can make it wrong. And make it wrong.
Yeah, that's all I got for you right there.
Love. All right.
Gratefulness.
Word.
Gratitude. That's the place.
Okay.
A street called gratitude.
Fighting for my life.
Word.
A street called fighting for my life.
Great.
But what are we talking about today?
Today we talking about take your black ass to the doctor.
I was about to say to church.
I was just about to say to work, and I'm like, wait, hold on.
Go to the doctor. Go to church. That's what I used to say.
Go to the doctor, people.
Come on.
That's what he's talking about now. The importance of going to the doctor, knowing, yeah, you can't change nothing that you don't know. So it's better to know and be able to make the necessary changes or shifts that you need to do whatever it is that you need to do or want to do. Yeah, go to the doctor, see what's going on. Nothing might be going on, and that's great to know if nothing is going on. But it's better to know that nothing is going on than to assume that nothing is going on and then something really be going on. But yeah, go to the doctor. That's all I got.
All right, well, that was a great area podcast. Thanks for joining us. Sorry, no, I'm playing. I think, I don't know, like, I do agree, definitely agree. We've been going to the doctors lately and stuff like that and just getting our checkups and going to the eye doctor and all of that stuff. I feel like in the past, I mean, I wasn't really always a fan of going to the doctor.
Right, me either.
And I don't know if it's partially just because, like, I remember mom mentioning something about, like, you know, the stigma of going to the doctor in the Black community and stuff like that. Like, but I'm not in a space where, like, I just want to, like, I guess blindly just pray stuff away when I know that some of the stuff is, like, in my control and, like, I could easily fix this, or, like, God already gave me the tools to fix this. My prayer was already answered. I just got to do the steps in order to, you know, fix whatever, or to continue on a path of being healthy. But yeah, in the past, yeah, I wasn't really a fan of going to doctors, and I don't like taking medicine, so yeah.
I don't like taking medicine either at all. Oh, did you give me a kombucha? Some crackers?
That's your new ginger ale?
Kombucha, some crackers. But I think it's super important to actually just know what's going on. Cause, like, if you never take your car to get a tune up, never take it to get the oil change, like, you might not ever know anything wrong. Like, it drives fine. It's moving. It looks nice. You know, I make sure the outside look good. You know, I clean the rims. Put some air in the tires when it says put some air in the tires. But otherwise, it's like we probably shouldn't wait till something is wrong to know that something is wrong. We should be right.
I do need to take my car to get a tune-up. I don't really know where to go, but you're right. I did check the oil, though.
Yeah, me now, when we talking about cars, I'll be wanting to go to other, like, mechanics, but I prefer to just take my car to the person who made it and get it fixed that way, because they know what's wrong. The same with my body being a temple. I'ma use the herbal medicines and the nature's remedies to heal this body, because that's where it came from.
I thought you was gonna say I'ma take it back to the person who made it, which would be mom, and I was about to be like, mom ain't no doctor, so I don't know.
Take it back to the place where it came from. My body.
Back to the roots.
Yeah.
And I mean, even if you don't go the medicinal route, or if you go like if you don't go like the traditional doctor route, if you want to go holistic or whatever route it is, like, at the very least, you take your stuff to the expert and you get a full list of what's going on. Like, that's what I did, especially with the car. When I took my car to Ford, they gave me a list of everything that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because they was really originally trying to upcharge me, it was like, it's going to cost you about $3,500. I was like, screenshot this message. They said this. Word, I bought all the pieces, did it for $300, took it to somebody I knew who could fix it. And I was like, cool, I need this. Don't fix nothing. Fix these things that I asked you
to fix. Don't fix the rest of that stuff.
And then I went back and I was like, the thing that they couldn't do, I was like, all right, let me take this to the dealership. And they were like, okay, cool. And, oh, your car is in great health. I know, I fixed everything y'all told me that was wrong. Y'all just didn't realize that I was going to do that.
Right, the pieces be like $100.
Yeah. Right.
They be taxing at the dealership.
Because that's the labor, too. And also, they be getting the brand name, like their brand.
This is Pepsi. It's a brand name.
We be out here getting the AutoZone brand, which is still just as good. I can't see.
It say some illnesses are considered silent killers, which means you won't have symptoms to know you need to treat them yourself.
That's true too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was like, that's why you gotta do the annual checkups. Now I'm an avid annual checkup. I wasn't before. I'm like, I'm good, I'm healthy, I'll be.
But we found a doctor that we like. but that's also why, like, yeah, you gotta get your annual checkup. But even, like, going to the doctor and maybe getting, like, whatever blood work or tests done that may need to be done. Because it might also be a thing where you don't have, like, outward symptoms per se, but maybe something feels off to you. Like, your body might still be talking to you in some way, and like, you don't know what it is. You might just be like, oh, I'm just a little bit tired. I've been a little bit more tired than lately. But it's like, all right, well, the doctor is like, oh, we just ran some tests and it's actually this, this, and this. And a lot of times it's like, if you could get to them at a reasonable time before it's like terrible, then they could, you could work, I don't know, sometimes like you could just change your diet, or you could just like do one or two things and you'll be good, versus down the line trying to reverse whatever damage. You could just get ahead of it.
Yeah, just getting stuff before it gets extreme.
Right.
That's it. That's like, this is easy to fix when it's just this little paper cut. Like, I can address this little paper cut. It's like, all right, this is a little bit off. I can do this. Like, as when it's a whole gash, you like, hold on.
Right. Mom!
It's like, give me a warm towel. You know, hide that with the towel, please. Something. Good water.
You know, you got another comment.
They say heart disease doesn't present itself more so in women.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yeah. I'm not a doctor. I don't know this stuff. I'm new to this life.
Yeah. I mean, we were technically getting annual checkups when we were kids. But like, when you're a kid, you don't even think about all this stuff. You just like,
I've been trying to go to school. For a long time,
yeah. I know, but I'm talking. I said we grew up getting annual checkups, and then we stopped.
Yeah, well, that's because your parents stopped booking it for you. You gotta book it for yourself.
You know.
And if you don't set a reminder, it doesn't.
It's like, I missed it.
You'd be like, I've been feeling great.
Right.
Yeah, well, I should go to a doctor at some point. I mean, I don't need to go right now. It ain't been that long, has it? Been 3 years.
It's been more than 3 years.
Yeah, so hold on.
But women frequent doctors more than men frequent doctors.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dudes need to do a better job. Yeah.
But we have, like, more doctors. Well, not more, but, I mean, we got one more doctor than, like.
Yeah.
I was on top of that. Like, going to the gynecologist, I'm like, I'll do that every year, but like that regular annual checkup.
My legs work. Yeah, arms work. I got crackers. I got kombucha.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We be treating the crackers and kombucha like it's WD-40. And you just throw a little WD-40 on the car. Right. We be like, go in.
Oh, it's near the car, Fred.
You know what I'm saying? This is oil the joints and you'll be all right.
But mine is like, for me, I wasn't going based off like past, some of the past experiences that I had. So it was like, it's like, if I get sick, I already know what y'all gonna tell me. Y'all gonna give me these pills. These pills gonna work for a little bit. This might come back, or it's not gonna work at all. All right, let me see what else I could do. Like, that's where I was at mentally. Mm-hmm. Versus like, I mean, now I'm just like, well, let me see what's actually going on in my body. Because
getting older.
Like, it was really like prayer. Crackers, kombucha, and I'm like, God, thank you for this health.
Hold on.
I feel good.
You wasn't even drinking kombucha like that.
I wasn't, but.
Ginger ale. Crackers and kombucha. That's going to be the name of this episode.
It's like communion. Dear God, thank you.
He going to be.
Thank you for this health. Thank you for this wealth.
He's going to be sick and be over there drunk. Like, I just had some kombucha. Woo! I had about 3 bottles of that kombucha.
My tummy woman.
Feeling good, though.
Yeah. Nah, but, yeah, doctor, I appreciate health. Health as well. Mm-hmm. I appreciate, like, actually, like, just being healthy. Like, it'd be one of the things that I'd be taken for granted a lot of times.
Go ahead, about to say something. I know I took a real deep inhale, but go ahead.
I just had two things. I was like, one, I think it's easier to take it for granted. It's like the whole no news is good news thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh yeah, nothing's wrong. So you're not thinking about it like,
that's a blessing. I was tight out of mind.
Yeah, like that's a blessing and nothing's wrong. And the second one was a sidetrack. I'm going to get back to it. Oh. So.
I'm going to say, you could go and then I'll read the comment.
All right. I was just going to say, what was I going to say?
Crackers and kombucha. Prayer. Communion.
I forgot. Let's move on.
Eric said,
Oh, I get it. You need to get the root cause of the problem. The medication only pacifies it.
Oh, yeah. That, okay, so that happened to me. I kept getting sore throats. I'll just, you know, explain this. One of these experiences to you guys. I kept getting sore throats. So, like, this is what happened.
Kayla Ray, what up?
Oh, Kayla Ray, I was just about to talk about you. So, here's what happened. My sister went away on a trip. And she had a more comfortable bed than I had. So I decided I was going to sleep in her room while she was away. Slept in her room and I woke up with strep throat. I had like really bad fevers and stuff like that. My fever was like 104. And then...
I know this story.
I don't know where you was at. It was the summertime too. So I was hot. They had me taking ice baths. They was rushing me to like the emergency medical center and stuff because they couldn't get my fever down. I felt fine. I'm chilling. I'm watching TV. Y'all stressing me out. Y'all keeping me up. Cause y'all worried about this fever. So fast forward, I get rid of the strep throat. I think they gave me some like antibiotics or something like that. But after the strep throat, I just kept getting sore throats. So like I got a sore throat, they gave me these big behind pills, and then I took them for like, I was supposed to take them every day for a week. Those was done. Sore throat went away for maybe a few days, then it came back. Then I went again. They gave me the same pills. Like, why are you not trying something different? All right. Then went away. Went back a third time. They gave me the same pills. And I'm just like, I'm not going to keep doing this. So then finally, we found a ENT, an ear, nose, and throat doctor, to look at me. And it turned out I needed to get my tonsils out.
And select them.
Yeah, people don't be paying attention.
Right.
Called, like, people, it'll be like, you got something, and it's like, my fingernails was falling off. They'd be like, all right, we're going to get you some tape so that you can tape your fingernails back.
That's what they was doing. Like,
so the tendons are going to connect back to the finger.
We just go eventually.
You just got to make sure it's bonded. It's like hair. You know, like hair. When you lock your hair up, the hair connects. And
it'd be like, can you explain to me why this is falling off?
Right.
It'd be like, yeah, no. This, all you need is some tape. As a matter of fact, we can get you some cortisone so that that way it can soothe the pain. Soothe the pain of what? Can you explain to me why my fingernails are falling off? I used to kill me, man.
Word.
What?
I used to think, at first I thought it was karma, the strep throat, because I slept in her bed when she left. And I didn't ask her. I just was like, she has the comfy bed. I'm sleeping here. But this is also like why it's important to find specialists. Like, or not just specialists, but also just doctors that care. Like, doctors that actually pay attention and will listen to you. Especially as Black women, because doctors do not be trying to listen, not all of them. But this time around, when I was finding my doctors, because of my past experiences, I made sure I found doctors that I felt like I would be comfortable with. Like, I was looking for like a Black female doctor for the most part. And I was looking for just like somebody who will understand my experience, but also not discredit me when I say something is hurting or whatever, whatever. So, but yeah, that's why it's important to find doctors who pay attention, who actually care, because I could have saved myself about 4 trips to the doctor's office if they would have just like really looked or referred me to a specialist. So that I could find out that my tonsils need to be taken out. Because they was literally just like, oh, you got another sore throat. Here you go. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? This ain't worked the first 2 times.
I don't like pills. They make my stomach hurt. One doctor had gave me some pills. And I was feeling worse than
when you started?
Yeah, so I just stopped.
You just stopped? You didn't want to see the process through? Mm-mm. How long were you supposed to take the pills for? Mm-hmm. He was like, let me go get some kombucha.
About it.
Give me some kombucha and some crackers. Mm-hmm. I ain't doing this no more. But.
Nah, because I was like breaking out.
Oh.
And I was supposed to take it until like the rash was gone. Mm-hmm. Like they gave me 2 different pills. One was like a steroid. I took the steroid and it did its job. The other pill,
I threw the whole thing away. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it. Like, my stomach was...
Oh, that's weird.
It's my body didn't need it. All it needed was crackers and kombucha.
And steroids.
Kombucha and steroids. That's hilarious.
No, but...
Eric was said, it's called a medical practice. We sign papers and pay a co-pay for doctors to practice what they learned on us. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. But that's what we was talking about. Was that last week? I don't know. We was talking about life being a practice.
We didn't pod about it. We spoke about it. Oh. We mentioned it. Referenced it.
Well.
Great segue.
Go ahead.
Life is a practice. All the professions that are life or death. Life or death. Like, it's a law practice. It's a
medical practice.
Medical practice.
Dental practice.
Dental practice. Other mad practices out there. And life is the same way. So, like, it's just trial and error until you figure out what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, which is a wild way to think about
the medical industry.
Anything that has to deal with your life is a practice, which is, I guess, to lower the
severity. Like, now I'm not, I don't really feel guilty because this is a practice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if something goes wrong, it's not really my fault because I'm practicing. Mm-hmm. Like, nah, this your fault.
That is really interesting, though. I feel like that is true for life. I think looking at that, I guess I looked at it for my own life as like you had said. I feel like you did say this on the podcast a while ago.
I said it's my creative practice.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. But like, so looking at like my life and like how my career of being like, okay, I'm starting a creative practice or this is my creative practice. For me, it took away some of the pressure, but it didn't take away the accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's very true of life. And I feel like a lot of times we look at things that as if I can't have like a beginner phase or I'm supposed to already be somewhere when it's like, no, if this is a practice, if life is a practice and we're all practicing these things, then I can give myself some grace to, you know, put in some more practice to learn what I need to learn. But you're right, when it comes to medical stuff, I want you to be a little more further along in your practice.
Eric also said and diagnoses are based on what he or she gave people who came in with these symptoms. Once it doesn't work after a few times, then they mention something else or a specialist.
So like, yeah, we guinea pigs.
That's what I learned from watching House.
Oh, House, man, that's my show.
Because as a kid, I'm watching it. I'm like, all right, this is cool. He just be solving stuff. The reason why they said he was crazy because he was tested. Basically, he would be like, let's do all of these tests. Like, let's treat everybody. Let's treat you for 7 different things. And if you have a negative reaction to one of these things, then I know we can take you off of this treatment. And we know that that's not it. Because for everything else, they're like, they don't know what it is for certain until they give you a treatment. And so after they give you a treatment, then they react. So it's like they're late to the party. So in House's case, he was like, "Hey, I'm gonna treat you for everything. You don't need a doctor like House in real life. Please don't get a doctor like House in real life. But you know, let me treat you for everything, and then you know we can
give it back."
Yeah, which is the extreme way to do it. But the fact that that's the kind of game that they have to play, because it's like I don't know for certain. I don't know what this is. I have an idea. It's like you going off. It's like, all right, this looks like, it looked like a duck. It walked like a duck. It quacked like a duck. All right, it got pretty much 3 out of 4 of the duck symptoms. But actually, and then you go,
it's a snake.
It's not up. It's somebody doing a hand puppet. They got you. And it's like, what the heck? All right, cool. But you don't know that.
You ain't allergic. You just dirty.
But even still, like, just thinking about that though, like, you have to be a doctor that pays attention. This is why it's important that you have doctors that actually pay attention. Like with House, you gotta actually pay attention to stuff, because to know what medications or treatments to eliminate or what signs to look for next. Like with the experience that I was just talking about, like, they didn't try to check for anything else. They didn't even refer me to a specialist. My mom was just like, all right, we're going to go see a specialist because this isn't making any sense. Like, it's not even like they tried a different medicine. Like, it's just like, oh, here you go. Yeah.
Also, they don't test you for everything, like, unless you ask for it one time. So it's like,
there were no tests run.
That's an unfortunate case. Talking in general. They don't typically test for everything. Like, unless you specifically ask, hey, can you test me for this? They're like, all right, cool. No issues. We're not going to test for it. And then if you have issues, you're like, hey, my stomach's been hurt. All right, let's test you for this. It's like, why didn't y'all test me before I said something?
Right.
So, House wasn't testing people for everything. He was just giving solutions for everything.
Pretty much, yeah. He would be...
That's backwards.
No, yeah. He was testing for a lot of different things, but some things might be indicative of multiple, like, possibilities. Yeah, so,
like, this, like, a stomach ache can mean five different things. So it's like, all right, cool. But if you have a stomach ache and your fingernails is falling off and blah, blah, whatever, it could all lead to something. So as opposed to you testing one thing and then waiting to see what the results, he would give them, for basically everything that he thought that it could possibly be, he would give them the treatment for all of it and see how they reacted to the treatments. And if they had a negative reaction to one of the treatments, it's like, all right, this is what's happening. Then if your fingernails are growing back, fine. But now if your eyelashes are falling off, this isn't the right treatment. Boom. And it's like, that's how he would do it. So it's like, it would be quicker, but it's dangerous because these are people's lives. You really experiment on people's lives.
Right.
I need to watch House again, as an adult.
Yeah,
I used to just watch it. And I'm like, I like this guy.
Yeah, watching it as an adult I was like, whoa, what is happening?
Right. But it was still interesting because, I mean, he still was doing a lot more than some doctors do. So it was just like, I don't know. But it was also like a thing where, like, if you react to this, we know how to treat this reaction.
Mm-hmm.
From the symptoms that you're telling me, you're not giving me enough information for me to actually know what is actually wrong. Yeah. Especially, like, until they run whatever test, like, they might not
be telling the truth.
That'd be the thing too, because I mean, I didn't always feel comfortable like saying everything to the doctor when I went in. It's like, I wasn't sure if I go in there for knee pain and my knee just happens to not, this will always happen.
Amputation.
My knee would I would have achy knees and then I would go in there and my knee would not be hurting. And they'd be like, does this hurt? Actually, you know, I actually feel fine today.
You're on a good day. I still practice to come here.
Right. But, like, yeah, and sometimes it's not a thing of, sometimes it's like, you didn't tell me all your symptoms. Sometimes it's like, you didn't feel it today, so out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a thing where you didn't realize that this was actually a symptom, so you just didn't mention it. So.
Some people just be lying.
Some people
they'd be lying. Like, my feet itch. It was like, what you been doing? Nothing. And then next thing you know, especially in House, they start testing. He be like, well, actually, you know, I did go to a pool party. I stuck my feet in the water. This is good information for me to know if you want me to help you. You know, that's why when I was going back and watching House, I found it hilarious.
But also, even with that, sometimes when you ask the question, it's a thing of I'm nervous or I'm not comfortable. So, for everything that I literally did, I know it until you ask me the question.
And my mind is so blank.
But comfort is that, and I think that's a big part of it, though. Well, a lot of doctors don't be making people comfortable, at least in my opinion.
I mean, from my experience, yeah.
I've had good doctors. I ain't gonna lie.
Me too.
My doctors, that's all right. They did their job for the most part.
I mean, I didn't really know any better. I was a child.
Right.
Nobody hurt me. So.
Exactly.
I have great doctors now.
Mm-hmm. But I definitely had the same scenario with going there and it's like, oh, this was bothering me, and I show up there, and now it's not bothering me. It's like, oops, must have been the ginger ale and crack. Did the ginger ale and crackers ever actually help y'all?
Yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I think it was just in my head. I don't think it actually did nothing. I think my body was just healing, and I just was like burping.
Then God let out the gas and the indigestion.
I just felt better because I was burping.
It helped with the digestive tract. Yeah, ginger and the ale. The ginger helps the ailments.
Ginger helps the ailments as well.
I don't know if that makes sense.
L, the gin, ain't that a something? That's something.
L is like beer.
Yeah, could have been like the ginger aids the ailments.
Nah,
man, y'all hate. They hate. Nah, son. They hate. Get you some kombucha.
My kombucha had crackers and not crackers.
Your kombucha had crackers
and ginger in it too.
Cracking up crackers and putting in kombucha is crazy.
I wonder how you make kombucha. Like
you ferment.
You ferment. We talked about tea. This.
But what are you fermenting?
You let it sit. You let it get bad.
30 days.
Yeah. Oh, you fermenting the fruit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then put some tea in it.
I didn't know that. I wasn't.
Brew it. Let it
I'm
brew.
Like, maybe it's a kombucha tree and that they
a
take
kombucha
the leaves.
Tree?
They take the leaves from the kombucha
that was the
tree
forbidden.
And they let it
that was
ferment.
that was in the forbidden for the Garden of Eden, that's
yeah.
What you said.
Eve mm-hmm. ate the kombucha tree.
She God told her not to eat the apple because it was going bad.
It was going healing.
It was on the kombucha tree, that's why.
Don't touch the kombucha tree.
You know, it's fermenting. Don't touch that apple.
That's my good stuff.
See, you're too young for it. This is grown folks stuff. I told you not to touch that.
Exactly.
Now look at you.
We ain't been out here 3 days.
Look out here drinking adult stuff. Now look at you having babies.
Loose and goosey. tainting the generations to come. You wanna touch my kombucha tree?
I didn't know what. Like I didn't know. I don't know.
It's alright.
I knew it was the stuff that's inside of the bottle, but like, what y'all be doing? I'm gonna Google it. I'm gonna watch a video on it. Don't worry.
Yeah, I was just curious. I just feel like the crackers and ginger ale. Maybe I didn't have it enough, but sleep usually helped me.
Crackers, ginger ale.
We knocked up.
Sleep.
Feel good.
Potatoes and socks.
Yeah. I wasn't doing nobody.
Apples and oranges helped me. They do onions in the socks too. I prefer potatoes.
I've never had an onion in my socks. Either. I would prefer potato too.
Well, that's because onions take out toxins. So that's why if you put onions next to, like if you leave onions out, they take the toxins out the air sometimes too. Or if you put them like next to other vegetables,
mm-hmm.
it'll just absorb toxins. So that's why it's like, well, you shouldn't leave just the onion out because it's just going to
absorb all the toxins.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
And then you eat it.
So that's why, like, I saw a lady talk about it on TikTok. She was like, whenever I see a salad with the onions out, it's like it's been sitting there all day. All it's been doing is
absorbing the toxins.
Yeah.
Ew.
So, the more you know, right?
Yeah. I was saying,
if you knew better, you'll
do
better.
Better.
Hopefully.
Yeah, you should do better. You knew better, you should do better.
We hope you do better.
If you knew better, now you have the tools to do better.
Yeah.
That's long.
Yeah, it don't got the same ring to
it. Yeah, that's a long one.
Keep it nice and simple. If you knew better, you do better.
Mm-hmm. If you knew better, please do better.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Don't do it for us. Do it for you.
For yourself.
Know yourself. Know your worth.
Exactly. But yeah, take your black ass to the doctor.
Jody! Hey, Yvette! I ain't going to no doctor. Take your black ass to the doctor, Jody. Take your ass to the doctor, Jody.
Open the door.
Oh. I got it.
Oh,
how you thought you was about to reach that?
Ooh, domestic violence.
Oh, man. But I will say, I'm glad that, you know, we going to the doctors and stuff like that. And back to the beginning, knowing what is going on in your body is important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. for real.
For resolve.
Malibu's most wanted, that's funny.
But yeah.
Yeah, you gotta know. Gotta know the fix, though.
Because you really don't be knowing what to fix until you know what to fix.
Yeah. Even when you know what to fix, you still don't really know what to fix. So now you can practice on yourself.
Why pay thousands of dollars when you can practice on yourself?
Well,
do not practice on yourself.
Don't take this advice. Don't take this advice. Know yourself. Know your worth.
Don't be on WebMD every day.
WebMD only going to show you the worst case thing.
Yeah. Amputation.
Yeah, like my leg. Oh my, this headache means my leg.
Paper cut. Type in paper cut. Yeah. And I'm like, ah, it's infected. Yeah. It's been infected for months. Yeah. A paper cut should not hurt for 2 weeks.
Or you get a paper cut and be like, I got 5 minutes to live, y'all.
It'd be like that on Google.
Be like, yeah, what?
And they be having conflicting information online, they too. So, like, you really don't know what information is correct. And also on Google, they show you the results are skewed to what people in your majority of people in your area would look for or believe or, like, what their thinking is. So
they selling fear, people. They selling fear.
So you got to be careful of that, too.
Beware of Big Pharma.
Big Pharma. But also, take your black ass to the doctor. Because...
yeah. It's really like if somebody, if you were trying to build a house or fix a house, it's like, all right, there's something wrong with this house. What's wrong with it? I have no idea, so I'm gonna fix the doors, the windows, and next thing you like, all right, but that's not when you go to the doctor.
Got a leak.
Yeah, like, but it's the toilet. I'm fixing the doors and the windows. You said there was something wrong with the house, so I'm fixing the doors and the windows. Like, there was nothing wrong with the doors and the windows. You got a rusty pipe. It's like, come on.
That's funny.
It definitely be like that, though. I don't know. I be thinking I'm about to fix stuff on myself, like my symptoms and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I went to the doctor. I'm finding out.
They're just vitamin C pills.
Right.
They need some vitamin C.
I thought I needed some magnesium.
Thought I needed an amputation.
Thought I needed a colada.
Thought I needed some kombucha and crackers.
That's all you need. Get yourself some kombucha and crackers. Get yourself some kombucha and crackers and take your black ass to the doctor.
Word. Just to be safe.
Yeah.
Just to be. It's better to know. Don't go out here not knowing. That's not cool.
And it's also like, don't wait until something is wrong. Like, until you feel like something is wrong where everything is just falling apart. Like, if you can go, I mean, not everybody has insurance and stuff like that, but if you can go just, like, on a regular day where you're even feeling good and stuff like that, then just go.
Yeah, because you might catch something like everything's fine, but it'd be like, oh, that's actually a little off. That's not supposed to be there. And because you happen to just go, like, I feel amazing, but oh, let me just go see. And it's like,
but nobody be having these conversations. I feel like that's the thing. So, like, even, like, nobody, black people don't necessarily talk about the doctor.
Right.
Like, so, even if you have insurance, like, when I first got kicked off the insurance by the government, that darn government, I had my own insurance. I had some, but... I went to the eye doctor because I had glasses, and I might have went to the dentist. But like the actual doctor, I'm like, I feel good. Like I'm good.
It's like, what they gonna tell me now? I already know. Got my kombucha. Got my crackers.
My arms work.
I feel good.
I do my push-ups and pull-ups. But we just got normalized talking about doctors and even like, how to go about finding a doctor. What are you looking for in a doctor? What do you need to look for, look out for? Normalize the conversation.
And also just preventative care.
Word, that's who.
I think that's important to like normalize as well, because a lot of times, because we wait until, you know, our toenails is falling off and something is wrong, that at that point it's like, now we gotta kind of backtrack or we have to take extreme measures to start fixing stuff. Versus if it's preventative, it's like, okay, I might be able to ease my way into whatever new routine or whatever else I need to add into my day to day, or I just might be fine and it might be a thing where it's like, all right, just keep doing what you're doing and you'll continue to be fine. Right. But even like when I went to the eye doctor this time, they did like a retinal scan, so like they were able to look into my eyes and be like, okay. Like, if they told me if this was like this, then that means this. If this was like this, then that would mean this. So, you know, next time when you come in, we'll keep an eye on that stuff. If you ever see it feel this way about whatever, then, you know, just keep an eye out for that type of thing based on, you know, family medical history and stuff like that. So
you're supposed to go to the eye doctor yearly, annually.
You're supposed to go to all these doctors annually.
Yeah, it's once a year.
Like a dentist is twice a year.
Oh, every 6 months.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
I thought it was every 12.
Nah, every six.
Yeah. I was going every 6 months. I was going every six months. That's interesting.
It's probably because people be doing a terrible job flossing and brushing. So they're like, listen, come back here because y'all not doing it right anyway. Come back twice. No, some of y'all can do once, but most of y'all come back twice.
Right.
I got to clean up. Look at this patchwork. Come on. You're bleeding. I hate that. No matter how much I floss when I was going there, you haven't been flossing. I flossed before I got here.
You just
I flossed right before I got
here. You're flossing really hard.
Why are you so aggressive?
Right. Be gentle.
Goodness gracious.
I hate when they be flossing mad hard. Like, why are you flossing my teeth like this?
See, yeah, I gotta get the plaque out. You don't gotta do that.
You're going through my gums. Yeah,
I use the glide. The glide.
Glide right through. Right between them cheeks.
Take my time. Why are you so aggressive? What's up with you? I know you do this every day, but that's not my fault.
You mad at me?
Yeah, you signed up for this.
That's probably because I told you good morning. I should have said grand rise.
You could have corrected me, queen.
Okay.
Goodness.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, that'd be annoying. But just stuff like that, like just making sure we go. I'm glad that we're going now though, because I don't know, my health is important to me.
My 30s gonna be immaculate.
Right.
Optimal health.
My rest of my life.
Optimal wealth.
Yeah. Come on.
But that's where it start.
Man, I still got 2 years.
Start now.
I got six
months before I'm 30.
Woo!
The longest scream ever.
You said 6 months? Dang! Whoa!
Oh, man, breathe.
Woo!
Oh, man, breathe. Oh, I got 6 months to the earn 30. Say no, let me stop.
30 is young.
I'm right behind you.
30 is young.
30 actually is very young. Like, being almost there now, like, you realize.
Listen, if we comparing it to how long Adam and Eve used to live, we babies. Even if you were 100, you a baby.
Come on.
Toddler, these 900,000 years. I don't even know if I want to live that long. That's a long time.
I mean, if everybody is living that long, but if it's just me.
Word. Only they had guns back then. It wasn't no gun violence.
They had no processed food, I know
not
that.
Processed food, word. They were eating fruits and berries. They just couldn't touch the kombucha tree.
Can you imagine? I just thought, that's why not being such a kombucha tree is hilarious. Can you imagine, like, you were alive for 1,000 years, and it's like, you went from fruits and vegetables to...
carne.
No, not even that. Forget that. Like, there wasn't a Starburst before this.
They have a freezer.
You know what I'm saying?
I can freeze the food?
Listen, they had no freezers, no refrigerators, no microwaves.
Everything was fresh. My goodness, all the fresh flame.
Yeah. They were chefing it up.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Adam and Eve, they were chefing it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they probably wasn't actually chefing it up. They probably just was.
Oh, yeah, fruits and berries.
They wasn't. They probably.
They had no seasoning.
They didn't even have to clean their fruit.
They was, ooh, no seasoning.
But the fruits, I guess they had, like, thyme and stuff like that.
That's nature's candy. Yeah, I mean, but they wasn't just eating fruits.
Fruitarians.
They probably wasn't just eating fruits.
And herbs and berries. I mean, and vegetables. Like Shakoya said.
He said, kombucha. Kombucha said.
I mean, I don't know what they was eating. Like, before they touched the kombucha tree. Did they need to eat?
I was about to say that. Were they hungry?
I don't think they probably didn't even need to eat.
That's why we go so long that's why we go fast for so long. I don't need food. He don't need food. Actually, we all need food. Don't listen to this man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if Adam and Eve needed food originally.
But after they touched that kombucha tree,
like, I told you, it's fermented. It wasn't ready yet.
Yeah.
Now they got us eating green banana
baby jackfruit.
Stuff not done yet.
I get it while it's young.
You can eat a grown up jackfruit.
You can eat the old jackfruit.
You don't want it.
But you're ageist.
You don't want it. Dang. But yeah, make sure y'all go to the doctor. Maybe we'll do an episode talking about like things, like, I don't know, things you should look for and like how to like make your own list for what you're looking for in a doctor and all that stuff. Because it's important. And you're right. Black people don't really talk about it, and nobody's really talking about that, especially getting older, like becoming an adult and actually doing the adult things and finding your own people. Like, you gotta be on your P's and Q's, and you gotta make sure you find the people that work for you, not just because your parents said that this was a great person.
I stopped.
24's tank to Lord. Father, feed me, I'm not poor.
That's the Jehovah's Witness version. So I'm knocking on the door. 24s. That's what I do during Christmas.
You got 24 hours before Jesus comes.
What you going to do?
But yeah. Do y'all have any final thoughts on... before I ask you guys that, I do think we should do an episode. I don't know when, but a follow-up episode on just becoming an adult and looking for your own doctors.
I just started thinking, like, I'm doing the adult things. Like, It's like, I'm an adult. Like, what?
Him and this random Home Alone screen.
Right! Like, what?
Fun fact, Home Alone, one of my favorite movies.
I don't know why I just did this.
Yeah, I don't know why neither.
I can take you too. Come on.
Do y'all have any final thoughts on going to the doctor? Going to the doctor, the importance of it, the ups, the downs, the in-betweens, being an adult.
I say make a list, check it twice. I choose my doctors off vibes. That's for a different conversation, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first criteria. Know yourself, know your worth. And stay blessed, stay black, people.
Word.
I said stay blessed and stay black, people. Mm-hmm. Especially my black people.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
What about you?
Yeah, I'd just say definitely go to a doctor when you can. In the meantime, have yourself some kombucha and crackers.
Mm.
But if you don't have kombucha and crackers, still take your ass to the doctor.
Respectfully.
Health as well, Smith. We love you.
Word.
Be better. Stay blessed.
Stay black.
And as for me, definitely go to the doctor. Try to go before anything is wrong. Like, don't wait until something is wrong to go to the doctor. You don't have to. You could literally just put down that you want to have an annual checkup. And
that's covered under insurance.
That is covered under your insurance. So if you do have insurance, definitely go to see a doctor. If you don't have insurance, I'm sure that there are plenty of, like, clinics and stuff like that that you may be able to go get an annual checkup at. And stuff like that. So, like, look into your options if you don't have insurance. We'll do a follow-up episode, and don't know how quickly we'll have that follow-up episode as far as, you know, what to look for. But make sure you're finding people that you feel like fit what you believe as far as the type of care that you're looking for. And people that you feel like you'll be able to be safe with. And if you don't feel comfortable, it's okay to leave, and it's okay to find somebody else. But yeah, go to the doctor. Take your black ass to the doctor. Or your white ass to the doctor.
Take your ass to the doctor.
Take your ass. Your Spanish ass to the doctor.
Take your ass. Insert your ethnicity and or color here to the doctor.
To the doctor.
I ain't going to the doctor, Yvette! Yvette! Yvette!
But
go to the doctor, Jody. Jody.
My bad. Go ahead.
Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
24. Thank the Lord. Father, feed me. I'm not poor.
Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. We definitely appreciate everybody who joined us today. We appreciate you guys who are watching this episode either live or whenever it is released. We appreciate you guys, and we hope that you guys take us seriously. Don't take our medical advice, because we are not medical professionals.
Only thing you need to listen to is going to the doctor.
To the doctor.
That's not medical advice. Go see a professional.
That's our that's our advice to you. Our life advice is to go see a professional.
So you want me, go see a doctor. Now I'm gonna tell.
I could tell, but it wasn't a good one.
Uh-huh.
But before Breeze breaks out into another character, we will see you guys. We'll see you guys soon for more for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Bye.
Adios. Stay blessed, stay black, people.
And know yourself, know your worth.
Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get out my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.